Hello everyone, 현우 선 here. 안녕하세요, 선현우입니다. And you're listening to TalkToMeInKorean.com. And unfortunately, again, once again, I have to record a lesson with 경은 최.
안녕하세요, 최경은입니다.
What do you think about my intro?
Yeah, it was lame.
Well, I just wanted to plug the form, the sentence pattern that we have to introduce today, the have to part.
똑똑한데요?
I have to record a lesson with you and we have to introduce this have to
네.
pattern.
좋아요.
Okay.
빨리 시작해요.
So that is what we're going to talk about today. And in Korean,
네.
there are many different ways to say this, like to have to, should, and must. But today we're looking at the most basic sentence pattern.
네, 가장 기본적인 거요.
네, 맞아요. So 경은, please introduce that to our listeners. How do you change a verb into a form that means to have to, should, or must?
It's very simple.
Yeah.
You take the verb stem and add 아, 어, 여, and add 야, 되다, or 하다.
Oh. That's simple?
Yeah, it's very simple.
I don't know if I would call that simple, but let's look at it again.
네, 좋아요.
And see if it is really simple or not.
Okay.
Okay. So basically what we're doing is when you have a verb, you take the verb stem and add 아, 어, 여.
네.
Depending on the last vowel of the verb stem and add 야, 되다 or 야, 하다.
네.
So the important part here is
야, 되다 or 야, 하다.
Yeah. So you're just adding 야, 되다 or 야, 하다 to the verb stem. But before you do that, you have to change the verb stem, the ending of the verb stem to something, 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 or, yeah, right?
네.
Okay, so I hope that's simpler now. So let's look at some examples of constructing this, I have to do something.
네.
Okay, so the verb for to sleep in Korean is
자다.
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 Yeah, so what do you do?
The verb stem is 자.
So what do you add among 아, 어, or, 여?
You have to add 아.
아, because?
자 ends with the vowel.
아, right? 네. So, 자, 아, and add?
야, 되다.
Or?
야, 하다.
Yeah, so all in all, it becomes?
자야 되다 or 자야 하다.
Yeah, 자, 아, 야, 되다, 자야 되다 or 자야 하다.
네.
So, it went from?
자다
to?
자야 되다 or 자야 하다.
Yeah, 자다 becomes 자야 되다 or 자야 하다.
네.
How do you say that in the present tense? I have to sleep.
자야 돼요.
자야 돼요.
자야 돼요.
Or
자야 해요.
Yeah, exactly. So let's look at one more example. So I have this verb here, which is to use or to write.
It's 쓰다.
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 Yeah, and 쓰다 doesn't end in 아, so you will have to add
어
after the verb stem.
네.
And add
야 되다 or 야 하다.
Yeah, 야 되다 or 야 하다. So 쓰어 becomes 써.
네.
So all in all, it becomes
써야 되다.
써야 되다
or 써야 하다.
Yeah. So it went from 쓰다 to
써야 되다 or 써야 하다.
Yeah. In the present tense,
써야 돼요.
I have to write.
써야 돼요.
I have to use it.
써야 해요.
I have to write it or I have to use it.
네.
Okay. Perfect. So the construction is basically, once again, to recap, verb stems ending in vowels 아 or 오 are followed by 아야 되다, 아야 하다.
네.
And verb stems ending in other vowels are followed by 어야 되다, 어야 하다. And only the verb stem 하 is followed by
여야 되다 or 여야 하다.
Yeah, this is basically the same thing as the present tense conjugation.
네, 맞아요.
Yeah, the 아, 어, 여 part, right?
네.
Yeah, we've looked at the construction.
네.
Now you can make your own sentences using the verbs that you know or that you look up in the dictionary.
네.
That's it. But before we go, I think it is more important to introduce why we add this 야 되다 part.
아, 좋아요.
Yeah, or 야 하다 part, okay?
네.
So in order to understand this, we can look at the structure in two separate parts. They are
아, 어, 여 plus 야.
Yeah, the 야 part and
되다 or 하다.
Yeah, the last part, like 되다 or 하다. 네. So the first part, which includes the word 야,
네.
means only when something is done, only when you do, or only as long as you do, or on the condition that you do something.
네, 맞아요.
Right? Yeah. So yeah, that is a part that presents a condition. And the second part, 되다 or
하다.
And in the second part,
되다
means to be done or to be possible. So for example, I'll ask 경은 a simple question. 경은, 일 잘 돼요? How's work? Is it going okay?
네, 잘 돼요.
Ah, so it's okay.
네.
Yeah, it's okay.
현우 씨가 괴롭히지만 않으면 잘 돼요.
Yeah, because I'm so nice to you.
No.
Oh, I think this is the first time that I ever lied in the translation. So 경은 actually said that as long as I don't bother her, work is going well. So yeah, back to the example. 일 잘 돼요? I am asking, is work working?
네.
Is work going all right? So 되다 means to be okay, to be possible, to be done. And how about 하다?
하다 means to do something.
Exactly.
네.
So the first part, 아어요 plus 야, and the second part, 되다 or 하다, when they're combined together, it takes the meaning of only when you do something, it works. Only when you do this, everything is all right. Only if you do this, it's okay. Therefore, 아어요 plus 야 되다 or 하다 takes the meaning of
to have to or should.
Yeah, that was, yeah,
simple.
I thought it was a long explanation, but I hope it makes sense to our listeners.
네.
Everyone, let me know. Let us know if you have further questions about why this 야 되다 or 야 하다 means to have to or should. Let us know. We will explain further.
네, leave us comments.
Yeah, leave us comments. But 경은,
네.
I have a question.
뭐요?
What is the difference between 야 되다 and 야 하다?
I just use 야 되다 more.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Yeah, same here.
네.
Is it just that all the cool people say 되다 often or does everybody use 되다 more often?
I think everybody uses 되다 more often.
Yeah, actually. In fact, that's true. So the only difference between using 야 되다 and 야 하다 is that 되다 is more commonly used in colloquial situations, and you will sometimes hear people saying something something 아어요 야 하다, or you will see it written somewhere, but we advise you to just use 되다.
네, 되다.
Okay, it's time for sample sentences.
네, 좋아요.
All right, sample sentence number one. How do you say, I have to go home?
집에 가야 돼요.
집에 가야 돼요.
집에 가야 돼요.
Yeah, the basic verb group would be 집에 가다, and you change it to
집에 가야 돼요.
집에 가야 돼요.
집에 가야 돼요.
집에 가야 돼요. Let me go.
가세요. 제발 가세요.
Oh, please go?
네.
It sounds like please go away. Number two. So I might be here and I might be sitting next to 경은 because 경은 told me to stay. And I might ask her, what should I do to help you, to bother you? What should I do?
저는 뭐 해야 돼요?
저는 뭐 해야 돼요?
저는 뭐 해야 돼요?
Yeah, if you want to ask this question in a simpler way, without the should part, you can say, so what do I do? Right? So in Korean, you can say the same thing too, like, 저 뭐 해요?
네, 뭐 해요?
저 뭐 해요?
저 뭐 해요?
What am I supposed to do here? But if you want to be more accurate, you would want to say, what do I have to do? What should I do? And in Korean, that is,
저는 뭐 해야 돼요?
저는 뭐 해야 돼요?
저는 뭐 해야 돼요?
All right. And 경은, how do you say, until when?
언제까지?
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 Yeah, literally the order is when, until. Yeah, but in Korean it is 언제까지?
언제까지?
Yeah, so how do you say until when should I be here? Or until when should I be at this place?
언제까지 여기에 있어야 돼요?
언제까지 여기에 있어야 돼요?
언제까지 여기에 있어야 돼요?
The verb is 있다.
네, 있다.
And to have to be is?
있어야 되다.
있어야 되다.
있어야 되다.
Yeah. And how do you say to give?
주다.
And to have to give is
줘야 되다.
And should give is
줘야 되다.
The same thing.
네.
So how do you say who should I give it to or whom should I give it to?
누구한테 줘야 돼요?
누구한테 줘야 돼요?
누구한테 줘야 돼요?
Yeah. Again, you can say it in a simpler way and say 누구한테 줘요?
네, 누구한테 줘요?
Who do I give it to?
누구한테 right? 줘요?
Yeah, but if you want to add that should or to have to part, you say
누구한테 줘야 돼요?
줘야 돼요. All right. And our last sample sentence is where should I buy it?
어디에서 사야 돼요?
Where should I buy it?
어디에서 사야 돼요?
Where do I have to buy it?
어디에서 사야 돼요?
Or how do you say where can I buy it? We already learned this.
어디에서 살 수 있어요?
Exactly. That was a quick, sudden review for our listeners.
네.
All right, that's it, Kyungun.
네, 여러분, 코멘트 어디에 남겨야 돼요?
Are you asking our listeners? You know.
네.
At talktomeinkorean.com.
아, 그렇죠.
Yeah, so after listening to this lesson, what do you have to do, everybody? 여러분, 뭐 해야 돼요?
뭐 해야 돼요, 여러분?
Yeah. Well, of course, leave comments
네.
and talk to us. Or if you have something that you have to do, like an assignment, homework, or laundry, exercise, or cooking,
네.
driving, swimming, like emailing 경은.
Oh, thank you.
Writing a letter to her. Anything. Let us know in the comment and practice with us.
네, 좋아요.
네, 그러면 저희는 we'll see you next time.
네, 다음 레슨에서 봐요.
See you in level 2, lesson number 21.
네, 안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.